Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot, you know, we know South Dade is just a juggernaut when it comes to wrestling, and Coach Vic Balmaceda has done just, we have him on every year after state tournaments, like an automatic thing, but this year they had a freshman win state championship. Nothing new. I mean, they always have young kids that do well. Undefeated state champion. Not only that, he goes last week to Virginia and wrestles the best freshman in the country and in the 182-pound class. And Sawyer Bartelt stands on the podium as number one. And add to that, he's been playing football since he was five, played at the Grey Ghosts, and started for Coach Hudson's South Dade Bucks this last fall. What a busy man. He's just kind enough to join us this evening. Sawyer, thanks so much for taking the time. And wow, you've accomplished quite a bit, and you're just a freshman. Talk about that. I mean, let's talk about wrestling. I know you love both of them equally. You've started both of them about the same time. Talk about how you began wrestling and what's gotten you to this point.
Yeah, it's been great. So when I was a kid, my mom had a friend that introduced me into wrestling, and because I was always an active kid when I was little, and it was just as a way to burn my energy throughout the day. And then it turned out I really liked it and kept going on with the sport. It was great. I liked the contact and the activity and just the physical movement of the sport. It was a great experience for me, so I just continued on with that sport.
And obviously, I mean, look at where it's taken you. You have a lot of great coaches. And the one thing is a lot of competition. When you're, in some of these clubs, and I know you're a part of the club that South Dade has put together over the years with a lot of other great guys in it. And so there's always competition. In a sport that's kind of individual, it's a real team concept, a real family concept. Try to explain that, because a lot of people don't understand how wrestling, which is such an individual sport, becomes that team family concept.
As you said, wrestling is an individual sport, but it really helps to have a great supportive team, because in those situations where you might have a loss, your teammates, it's just great having them there to build you up and prepare you for your next match. It's such a game changer, and it's amazing to have great supportive teammates.
And you take a look now, I mean, in 2020, 2021, as opposed to maybe 15 years ago, the wrestling used to be, used to go to a few tournaments here and there. Now every weekend, you're bound to see maybe a lot of the guys that you're going to have to beat to win state championships, and it was never like that. What's that like for you to get an opportunity to, know guys that are going to be in your division, guys that you've, gone against for a long time, but you get to see them at Christmas tournaments, at weekend tournaments, at the Kissimmee event. What's that? Because I know you relish the competition, but I mean, that's a great advantage to have, to know that you're going to be able to maybe face off with these kids, early, to see what you have to work on or what you have to maintain.
Yes, sir. So being able to wrestle those kids at the beginning of the season is great. You could film and record your matches and then look back at those mistakes and just go over them with your coach and fix those mistakes that you made and capitalize on them, right, and just really perfect those moves, and maybe the moves that worked, make them even better. And it's just an opportunity that you got to take an advantage of, and it's great. I love being able to wrestle those kids at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's – do you watch a lot – do you go home after a match and watch your match over and see what you did or what you didn't do?
Yes, all the time. I always record my matches on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, and
look them back over after.
Yeah, no, and I mean, that's great. I mean, I know from a, you know, baseball standpoint, I know a lot of pitchers and catchers do that, you know, as far as calling pitches and stuff. Now, talk about football. I know you started that at a young age. You love that sport as well. I watched you last year play. I mean, for a freshman, for anything, I mean, you did an awesome job. I mean, you know how to play the linebacker position real well. Talk about how you got started there and where you think you can go with that as well.
So actually, it was my wrestling into football at South Miami Grey Ghost. It started in the summer at the rec center, and I just had an amazing experience with the community. They introduced me and welcomed me so well. It was like a family. It was really amazing. The Grey Ghost is a great community. The people there are awesome, super supportive, and I liked it so much. I just stuck with it all through elementary and middle school, and the coaches there are awesome.
And then when you got to South Dade last year, I mean, obviously the coaches knew who you were coming in because you were basically a guy that a lot of people had watched, you know, whether it be wrestling or football. What was it like, you know, to all of a sudden say, hey, you know, I'm starting for a pretty darn good team here. And, you know, I mean, as a freshman, I mean, what a year for you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I had a lot of expectations that I had to live up to. And I like that feeling, that pressure. That pressure is just a privilege. Like being able to have someone expect you to do well, and it's just awesome.
Right. Do you kind of look at the time like when you're in spring football or maybe summer football as a good time away from wrestling? Because it is demanding. I mean, obviously, that's a, like we said, it's an individual sport, so whatever you put in comes out. So do you look at that as a kind of a release?
Yeah, I like that individual feeling in sport. It's because it's whatever you put in practice is a direct result of your success in tournaments. And it's just whatever, however much you dedicate to that sport, that's how much you're going to get out of it. And the hard work you put in.
Well, I can't congratulate you enough, man, for what you did in year one here. Actually, you've been in high school 2 years, but football-wise, this year, wrestling, the national championship last week. Again, Sawyer, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you'll be on with us a lot over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout-out to my coaches, Coach Duck and Coach Bamacita. They've dedicated a lot of hours, and they've been totally committed, and they've also helped review videos with me on their own time without me even asking. So that's awesome. Been a great experience to have this year.
Good stuff. Well, yep, they're special, man. And that's why South Dade's what they are. Sawyer, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Yep, thank you. You too.
All right, good stuff. Sawyer Bartelt, freshman wrestler, football player, South Dade, undefeated. I mean, you know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.